This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The state Senate is poised to pass a bill that would drastically reduce the amount that South Carolina Electric and Gas Company continues to charge its electric customers for the failure of the $9 billion V.C. Summer nuclear project. For months, the state House has been the most strident in its criticism of SC&G's executives and its parent company, SCANA, but this week, the Senate weighed in.
If SCANA took $2 billion from the citizens of South Carolina, and the citizens of South Carolina are the bank, they're the ones that hold the money, that when you rob the bank, you need to go to jail.
Fairfield County Democrat Mike Fanning began the debate, but then Republican Majority Leader Shane Massey, sounding at times like a prosecutor in court, made the case that SCE&G executives concealed actions and misled state regulators and lawmakers for years about the project. Here's Massey, joined by Senate Leader Hugh Leatherman, Wednesday night.
Coming in, I probably wanted to give SCE&G the benefit of the doubt.
You did.
Now, I wanted to ask them hard questions about how
yes.
we got to where we were.
Yes.
But I didn't expect to find that they had done the things that they've done. I didn't expect that they to find that they had misled regulators. And I think, actually, you could make a case that they misled us.
They did.
In many respects.
18% of the average SCE&G customer's bill goes to pay for the abandoned project. The Senate bill, which backers hope to pass following next week's Easter recess, would reduce the charge to 5% until state regulators can make a final determination on what the company can charge. The House has passed a bill that totally removes the nuclear charge. Just prior to the Senate action this week, the president of Virginia-based Dominion Energy reiterated that passage of the Senate plan could derail his company's offer to buy SCANA. And Governor McMaster promised to veto a bill if it allows any nuclear charges. McMaster focused much of his attention this week on the nuclear project's second partner, state-owned utility Santee Cooper, calling on the legislature to immediately begin a process to sell the utility.
This must end. This is not in the best interest of the people of South Carolina. It's not in the best interest of the ratepayers. And it is an egregious situation, which I call for a stop to right now at this moment.
McMaster says Santee Cooper's debt, much of it from the failed nuclear project, has put the utility in an untenable position. And he accused officials of Santee Cooper of lobbying against the proposed sale, calling it a rogue agency. When senators return to Columbia following next week's Easter recess, they'll begin work on next year's $8 billion state budget package. The Senate's Budget Committee completed its work on the bills this week. The current version of the Senate budget calls for small pay raises for teachers and state workers and a new funding stream for colleges and universities' facility upgrades. The only real point of contention on the budget in the Senate Finance Committee was an unsuccessful effort by Democratic senators to try and stem the loss of an unusually high number of teachers expected to retire this summer. This summer will see the end of the Terry program, which for years has allowed state workers to continue to work while receiving retirement benefits. Democrats wanted to extend Terry for a year for those retiring teachers. The measure failed on a mostly party-line vote. For the first time, a bill that would legalize the use of marijuana for medical purposes has made its way to the Senate floor. Its backers, however, admit the bill stands little chance of passage this year. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.